The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, 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 top of the third hour. Can you believe it, Mike?
Time flies when you're having a blast on a Friday.
It does, it does. That means it's time for some shameless promotion.
Yes.
And that is our Twitter handles.
Okay, let's do
it. Because we want people to follow us, too.
We'll follow you back.
Know, yeah, we follow back. So mine is at Kelly Ward AZ, Kelly with an I, because I care about the people.
Right.
At Kelly Ward AZ. Come on, Twitter. Follow me. That's my same handle on everything. Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. Kelly Ward AZ. I'd love to see you join me on social media. How about you, Mike?
I'm at Mike Shaw TV.
Mike Shaw TV.
Mike
is
Shaw
that like
TV.
Mike TV? From Willy Wonka.
From Willy Wonka. Yeah. That's part of the inspiration, maybe.
I
don't know.
I love that.
There's a few Mike Shaws out there, so I had to distinguish myself.
Yeah.
A former pro wrestler, some car dealership in Denver.
That's funny.
First time I saw my name on a car, I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, you know, my husband, Mike Ward. There's actually a MikeWard.com for all the Mike Wards in the world.
That's
who can
awesome.
Go and look up about them there.
And there's a Facebook group of Mike Shaws, so yes, same thing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. Well, our next guest, her Twitter handle is at LizRNC. And we're excited to have Liz Harrington joining us to talk about a lot of things that are happening that are exciting, some that are troubling. She's a national spokesperson for the RNC. That's pretty good to have come into Arizona and give us some info.
Yeah, she just got off Fox News. And
I know.
She had to leave a little early to get on our show.
That's what
I figured.
I love it. I love
Seth
it. Leibson I love it.
Show, of course.
So we'll bring on Liz. Liz, are you there? You got her, Mr. Producer?
She is.
Oh, there she is.
Hello?
Hi, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hi, Liz. This is Kelly Ward and Mike Shaw on the Seth Leibson
Show.
Hey,
Mike.
Hey, it's great to have you. We know you just got off Fox, and we're just pleased as we could be to have you here with us. I want you first to talk a little bit about the amazing, amazing fundraising that the RNC, Trump victory, Republicans across this whole country are seeing.
It's truly incredible. We broke through all records, $125 million, and that really, a lot of that came in the last week or so after Nancy caved to the radical base and moving forward with impeachment before she saw any evidence. We had 50,000 brand new donors just in the first 48 hours of the impeachment announcement. And in the entire quarter, though, it's important to keep in mind, we had over 300,000 brand new first-time donors. And that is just such encouraging news. It's not just the people that have already been involved. It's more people, you know, seeing what's happening in Washington, D.C., seeing what's happening, conversely, in the country and how well the country's doing. And then a Democrat-led swamp undermining this president at every move, and they're sick and tired of it. So we've seen an incredible amount of new donors coming off the sidelines, and it's just been amazing to see that. That our online fundraising with our new platform, WinRed, has absolutely blown through expectations. We raised in the first 3 months with our new small dollar donation platform, WinRed, what the entire Act Blue, which is the Democrats' counterpart, raised in 3 years. So that just shows you where the enthusiasm is on our side.
Oh, the enthusiasm and the energy is definitely on the side of President Donald Trump and Republicans all the way down the ballot. From what I see here in Arizona, and I'm sure what you see traveling around the country, these Democrats have gone so far to the progressive, radical, socialistic left that even their supporters are coming over to our side. we're seeing some of that same fundraising and that same enthusiasm here in Arizona. We're using the WinRed platform. We are sharing some of the spoils with the Trump campaign and the Nevada GOP with our Impeach This t-shirt. And so, speaking of t-shirts, I was wondering if you knew how the Where's Hunter, how are those t-shirts doing on the Trump store? I mean, it looked like it was going to go like gangbusters.
If it's doing as well as the Trump straw did in the first 24 hours, I'm sure. I mean, that's amazing. The president can just say it. Hey, guys, I got a new idea. And then we get it hot off the presses. Made in the USA, not made in Ukraine or China. No experience required. It's only $25. It's a total steal. It's not quite $50,000 in Ukraine a month with no experience, but it's a steal nonetheless.
That's right. Hey, so what does this kind of fundraising let the RNC do? Let us as Republicans do? Because I know the Democrats are shaking in their boots because, number one, they're not bringing money in. And number two, they are in debt. They're in debt here in the state. They're in debt across the country. And so what does this money let us do to help reelect President Trump and to reelect Republicans all the way down ticket?
Absolutely. It goes directly back into the ground in places that we've never left and also places that we're expanding the map. I mean, President Trump was in Minneapolis yesterday, obviously.
It was awesome.
It was absolutely incredible. And this is a state where we had no presence in 2016, yet we only lost by 1.5 percentage points.
Yeah, I heard it was one volunteer on the ground.
Exactly.
One volunteer.
We're already there on the ground. We're going to turn that state red, and it's so important. We're in over 20, we're in 19 states already in these swing districts. We're holding all of these Democrats accountable who promised that they were going to vote and go across the other side of the aisle.
That's
they
right.
said they wanted to work with President Trump. They said, oh, you know, we're not with the radical left. We want to work on issues like health care and infrastructure. And yet, here they are. They've all come out in favor of impeachment, absent a crime. It's absolutely so partisan, and they're not. They lie. They said that they wanted to be moderates.
100%. You know, I saw that we all saw the craziness of the activists of the Democrats, where they. After President Trump was elected, they're out there crying in the streets. They're howling at the moon. They're wailing on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. They're trying to cast crazy spells on the president.
And that's like literally.
Right.
They were literally doing
and
that.
And that was Trump derangement syndrome. But now that has actually infected.
And not getting anything done for the voters that. They are supposed to be accountable to.
You're right. They're infected with Trump derangement syndrome. It's a virus that I don't know if there's a cure for. Even as a physician, I don't know if we can cure it. But I think the cure for the country is to elect Republicans. Vote Republican people.
Exactly. One example, Max Rose, who's one of these Democrats in the swing district, he gave an interview today and said, well, President Trump says he's innocent. Well, why doesn't he prove it? That's not how the justice system works in this country.
Wow.
But it really sums it up, because for Democrats, President Trump has been guilty from day one for the crime of winning the election in 2016.
And so much.
And they've been looking for any excuse.
Right.
Guilty
for standing up for the American people, the forgotten men and women, standing up for liberty and freedom, standing up for democracy, standing up for America, for the United States, around the world, and for draining the swamp. Frankly, the swamp is not happy with President Trump. But guess what? The people across this nation most certainly are, even if they're not out there, avidly wearing their red Make America Great hats or their Keep America Great hats or any Trump gear. They are, so many are with the president and with Republicans, because they know we don't just need the White House. We have to keep the Senate. We have to try to get the House back. We have to make sure our legislature stays in Republican hands. I would love to see Arizona, the legislature, expand so that we have a greater majority of Republicans, so that it's not such a close call on every single vote. So we are very, very thankful for what is happening at the national level because it's trickling all the way down. I do want you to touch on, if you don't mind, what's going on with Planned Parenthood, because I know they want to spend a lot of money. I know they had a PAC headquarters here in Arizona in 2018. And how can we fight them?
Absolutely. So they've just announced that they're going to spend the
Oh, solar flare. Pretty sure that's a solar flare.
Yeah, they announced they're going to spend $45 million in some key states to try to put Democrats into more slots.
Key state would name, I can name one, yep. Starts with an A.
Starts with an A.
We've had such a pro-life administration, and then you look what the Democrats are calling for. They're calling for abortion up until birth.
They are.
They're calling for taxpayer-funded abortion.
Yep.
That was something that we used to all agree on, pro-life, pro-choice, Democrat, Republican, independent. We do not want our tax dollars going to that.
That's right.
And she's right.
Yes, 100%. You know, taxpayer dollars should never go to fund abortion. The radical leftists in the Arizona legislature tried it. They tried the infanticide bill. Republicans exposed them for the atrocities that they would have liked to have seen committed in our state, not giving care to a baby born alive after an abortion attempt. And we will continue to be on the front lines. We thank Liz Harrington from the RNC for being with us here today. Stay tuned because calls are coming up before you know it at 5:30, 602-508-0960. This is the Seth Liebson Show. You know, I get so into the music.
Herb Albert, maybe?
Nice. I like it.
Herb Albert and Tijuana Brass.
Welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show on 960 The Patriot. I am Dr. Kelly Ward, Chairwoman of the Republican Party of Arizona, joined here today with our political director, Mike Shaw.
Thanks for having me on. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Be careful out there. You know, rush hour stuff. Whenever I would visit my dad and have a long drive home, he would say, rubber side down, Shaw.
Yep.
That's great advice.
Tomorrow, I've got a long day tomorrow. I'm going to be going to Havasu for the Mojave County Quarterly Precinct Committee meeting.
Oh,
then
that's
I'm
fine.
Driving back down to the West Valley.
Oh,
there's a rally for Trump. I'm not going to call it a Trump rally. Rally for Trump in the West Valley that's happening over there from in the 12 to 4 range. Then I'm heading over to Chandler for the Chinese Americans for Trump event. And then back to Havasu. So it's going to be a long, long day on the road, but hey, it's worth it. That's what I signed up for when I volunteered to be the chairman of this party. So,
And those are fun things to do. Now, a lot of driving in between,
yes.
But with the technology, there's, you know,
yes.
You can, you know, watch a movie while you drive. Don't do that.
I do listen to my Kindle. I listen to books on my Kindle as I drive, which is great. And hey, I want people to get prepared because I think these lines are going to be filled up. So you might want to start dialing your phone anytime. At 5:30, we're going to start taking calls. 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Yeah. We would love to hear from you.
Should we talk about something that we sort of started in with national spokesperson Liz Harrington with the RNC? Was Planned Parenthood and their plans to, you know, dump a bunch of money into states like Arizona, including Arizona, to prop up candidates that would include, I don't know, Mark Kelly, who's running for Senate as a Democrat, who is now thanking.
Is he running? Have you ever seen him? Has
I
he answered any questions? Does he say what he believes?
Those are really good points, but he does once in a while say something that makes you go, uh-huh.
Yep.
He thanked Planned Parenthood recently.
Right.
Looking forward to working with them, he says.
Yes. I mean, he's a radical leftist, gun-grabbing extremist, as
Elizabeth
far as I'm
Warren,
concerned.
Endorsing.
He did. His PAC, he has a PAC. It endorsed Elizabeth Warren. Mm-hmm. He's been photographed with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. He is part of that very radical leftist group that wants to get into Washington, D.C. while pretending to be moderates. Now, I've also heard that there are news reports that Chuck Schumer has told a group of candidates, Mark Kelly included, that they just need to sit back and be quiet. Do not dare to develop a grassroots campaign. Do not dare to get involved with Democrats in your state. Just sit back, shut up, and let me buy that Senate seat for you. I say our Senate seats are not for sale.
Right.
That is not the American way. It is not the Arizona way. And we have to work to make sure that Mark Kelly never gets within miles of the United States Senate.
And we have to keep reminding people like you just did of all of the things that he stands for, because Chuck Schumer is right. Their strategy to win is to not to tell you who they really are, because they know that they don't have the support of the people. So they have to lie about who they really are. So it's like you have to elect the person before you find out what the person stands for.
You have to pass the bill.
Yes.
To know what's in it.
The same principle.
Pass the bill to know what's in it.
So people say Democrats aren't principled. You just heard what their principles are.
That's right. They're lie, cheat, steal? Oh, no.
Unprincipled principles.
Yes. I mean, they...
Unprincipled is a principle, is it not?
You know, I think if there were not double standards, the Democrats would have no standards whatsoever.
Sounds like a hee-haw thing.
Yep, that's
remember
right.
Hee-haw?
Yes.
If it weren't for double standards,
I'd
we'd have
no
standards at all.
Gloom, despair. It's
tragedy on me.
On me.
Oh, yep. My goodness. So we're going to keep exposing that.
100%. Now, you know, I've been attacked a bit because the Arizona Republican Party decided that we would opt out of the presidential preference election this year.
Oh, yeah.
So we are opting out.
I took some of those phone calls, and this is really
weird. The primary's still happening, though.
Yes, thank you.
So everyone knows.
Thank you for that. And it's really weird, the phone calls that we had from all these air quote Republicans.
Yes.
They kept saying the exact same thing,
well,
person after person after person.
We looked them up in our database,
yeah.
And they are not Republicans.
And some from other states. Yes. It's like, where did you get this script? Because it's obviously a script.
Yes. But we are going to allow Republicans. We want all Republicans to participate in the process of helping us choose our delegation to go to the national convention in Charlotte, North Carolina in August of 2020. And we want people to get involved. And so if you want to vote for these delegates, your first step is to become a precinct committeeman. And a lot of people don't know what precinct committeemen are. They're the building blocks of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. They have PCs too. They represent 125 registered Republican voters in their neighborhood, and they're instrumental in making sure that we have the ground game and the networking ability and the relationships that we need to be able to win. So if you want to become a delegate, or you want to vote for someone to become a delegate, become a precinct committeeman.
Yep. And so the way that's going to work is that you will, it's not ready yet, but soon you'll be able to go to our website, azgop.com,
yep.
And you'll find out where you live and who your legislative district chairman is,
or your county chair,
and you'll be able to get a hold of them, because there's a deadline to become a precinct committeeman. You have to do it before the end of the year.
Yes.
Now, in Maricopa County, that means you have to get your paperwork into your chairman by October 29th,
because right.
They have to get it to the Maricopa chairman, Ray Trenenke,
yeah,
by the 30th, I do believe. So
that she can get it to the BOS,
yes,
the Board of Supervisors. And they're
time.
Not going to do many PC appointments, I don't think, in December. So
right.
You need to get on the stick. If
yep.
you are not a precinct committeeman yet, and
yes.
you want to be involved in choosing our nominee and making sure that you get to support President Trump and making your voice heard, then you need to become a precinct committeeman.
Now, here's the really fun part. Of things I get to do. So I get calls all the time. Hey, I want to get more involved. What do we do? So I explain to them what a precinct committeeman is. They're like, okay, which precinct am I in? Which legislative district? So we'll look it up, and I'll tell them. So then I connect them with their chairman, and that process continues all the time. People are always looking to get involved.
Right.
So if you're listening right now and you're looking to get involved, and you're just like, I want to become a PC so I can not only perhaps become a delegate or vote for who becomes delegates and get more involved in the party, just email me, mike.shaw@azgop.org. Just do that, and
yeah.
we'll get it done.
Email Mike, because we want all active and enthusiastic Republicans to be involved in this process and in the excitement of the 2020 election. There is so much that's going on. There's so much that you can do. We aren't going to let one drop of Republican talent go to waste. We just have to know that you're out there and that you want to get involved.
Yeah, and it's really fun too, because as you become part of that local committee.
Mm-hmm.
then first of all, you're hanging out with like-minded people. So you're going to make a whole bunch of new friends. And then you're working on local activity that's important to your area. And
a lot of them have so many fun things. They have happy hours. They have hiking groups. Somebody wanted to create a volleyball group. There's all kinds of things that are happening. We've got our state meeting coming up in January, and then the state convention, likely the last weekend of May. So put that tentatively on your calendar. We'd love to see you all at the state Republican
GOP.com. My email address is there, and more information about this will soon be there.
That's right. And stay, hey, get your calls in. 602-508-0960. Seth Liebson Show, 960 The Patriot. And we are back. This is the Seth Liebson Show. We're in the last half an hour. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
We would love to hear from you. The call-in number here at 960 The Patriot is 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. I am Dr. Kelly Ward, and I am joined by Mike Shaw, political director for the Republican Party of Arizona. And we look forward to talking to you about any issues that you care
it's
about.
Kind of like open phones, like whatever you want to talk about, call in. It's like ask me anything on Reddit.
Yeah.
Right. It's a Reddit ask me anything kind of thing.
We're having an AMA on Seth Liebson Show.
Right in front of everybody.
We have got right now Dave from Surprise. So let's go to Dave from Surprise. Dave, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, Dr. Ward, Mr. Shaw. Great program today.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate it. What's your question? What's going on?
Well, what I'm concerned about is with the faux impeachment going on in the House, I'm wondering what we can do as constituents out here to get the Senate to really take some action similar to what the House is doing. I know I've contacted Lindsey Graham and both Senator McSally and Senator Sinema, but I want to know what we can do, because what I'm fearful of is that the Democrats are going to so paint the president in a bad light that even after all the FISA abuse has come out and all the stuff in the IC, the constituents across the country are going to be so tainted against politics that it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I love that you call it the faux impeachment.
Great use of the word faux.
It is so faux that they it's just unbelievable to me. And I do. I would love to see the Senate stand up and take just to have a backbone and say this is ridiculous. And if this comes to us, we're going to treat it like what it is, which is a partisan endeavor to take down a president and delegitimize the 2016 election that they have not been able to accept. You saw Hillary Clinton just this week in an interview basically joking about how she won the last election. She still can't accept that she didn't win, and neither can many of the Democrats. I think it's great that you've already gone straight to the source and you've messaged and gotten in touch with people that are in the Senate, particularly our senators. I think you should continue to do that. We as the Republican Party will continue to our efforts like we did in Casa Grande and in Tucson this week to call out the fallacies that the Democrats are putting forward. Mike, what do you want to add something?
Go ahead. Well, obviously Martha McSally is all on board to what you're saying, Dave. She is 100% against this impeachment. So, we're good there. I don't know about Kyrsten Sinema. Yeah, I would keep hammering that, and please let us know what you find out, Dave. If she sends you something more than a form letter, we'd definitely love to hear that. When Seth gets back, or on Monday when I'm back on the show. So keep us informed if you do get some feedback from them in the Senate. I love what you said, Dr. Ward, about hey, the Senate can come out preemptively before it even comes to them, which it may not even come to them.
Yep.
And can say, hey, you guys, knock it off. We have work to do. Could you get to work? I think that would be a really good look for them. And, this faux impeachment, not to be confused with the noodles. is a ruse, and you called it what it is, Dave, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and Dave, out in the West Valley tomorrow, there is going to be a rally for Trump, so hopefully you've gotten some information about that. I think if you need some, then message us at azgop.com. Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
It's in Dave's neighborhood there in Surprise.
Have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, that was a good call. I mean, you know, I want the Senate to stand up. I want to see. I just want to see the fighters in the Senate just say, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, you all are for the birds, and we are not going to do it. I want to see Mitch McConnell, and he's been better than I've seen him on some other things. You know, I think he's been pretty good on saying we aren't going to go forward with a witch hunt. Which I appreciate.
Right. And so that's good. He's getting out in front of it like we just talked about. And the stronger they are on that, I think the better they do in the eyes of the American people. So it's good politically as well.
Yep. We're going to come back with more calls on the Seth Liebson Show. This is 960 The Patriot. And we're back on the Seth Liebson Show, 960 The Patriot.
I love that. And we're back. How many A's in that and?
As many as we need. As many as we need.
We could take as many A's in that and as we want.
We persuade our neighbors by knowing our neighbors. We persuade our neighbors by talking about the issues that are important to them. We persuade our neighbors by reminding them that under Obama, every month the median income only increased $11 a month, whereas with President Trump, they have $161 every single month in their pocket. So we've got all of the facts. We've got all of the things that make America great, and the liberals have lies.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Yeah,
yes.
A lot. And then do you want to become a socialist country? So, I mean, those
That's
are
right.
easy answers.
All right. We got some calls on the line. Let's talk to Peter in Mesa. Hi, Peter. Are you there?
I am here. And good afternoon. Good evening.
It's great to talk to you.
Likewise. I'm thrilled. Lately, I've been seeing some things, for quite some time. Now, the media deliberately misrepresents a lot of things, even on shows.
You're so nice when you say misrepresents.
That's right. He's king of understatements.
Well,
we like it.
That's okay. We like civility.
Well, I go for civility, but I also have quite a bit of spine.
Yes.
And I like to occasionally call them, and I like to send them letters and do a formal complaint, like the PBS when they put on one of the candidates who misrepresented what Trump had said in one of the rallies. It was a classic talking point.
Yep.
He was promoting, the hatred.
Yes.
I'm trying to think, in Charlotte. And it was just so horrible. And here is Judy Woodruff and all these people saying how this is fairer, this is nice, we're just a good station. And I'm sorry. They're not.
Right.
They're
we pay for that because that's PBS. That's public broadcasting.
Right.
That it's not a private station. It's our station.
Well, I did let Judy Woodruff know, and the one who always comes on and who's the head of the PBS, she's on there talking about the donations. I let her know, you don't get this donation this year, and you haven't for several years, ever since you've taken a left-leaning stance against anything conservative.
Right.
Now, you do produce some nice shows, but I'm not willing to tolerate the bias.
Right.
The bias doesn't either. When you call it news, I expect truth.
Yeah.
I don't expect your opinion presented as news. And I hammer them. And I think everybody needs to occasionally just hammer these people till they start getting the idea. We're on to you. And if you want to survive as a news organization with your advertisers, sooner or later, we're going to have had enough to where we're going to start talking to your advertisers.
Well, I love that you're holding these stations accountable that are right here locally because they are spreading misinformation about President Trump and about Republicans down the line. I appreciate you. I'm gonna let you go because I got several
Thanks,
other
Peter.
Calls. Thank you, Peter, so much for listening and for calling in. Let's go to Terry in Mesa.
Hi. First of all, thank you for a great show.
Hi, Terry.
Appreciate it. Hi.
Thank you. Hey, weren't you at the fair today?
I was today. I want to share my experience because, you know, I am a lifelong Democrat until, you know, and I know most people don't call in to thank Obama, but I do feel like I owe him a thank you. If it wasn't for Obamacare, I would have never paid attention and thus never figured out in 2 weeks, not from watching TV or news, but actually doing my research, that Reagan was right, that Hispanics are conservative. They just don't know it yet. And right. I'm finding out that it doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, white, Asian. A lot of us are conservative.
Do you happen to be Hispanic, Terry? Because on the call screen, yes, it says thanks for work for Hispanic. So I was just wondering.
Yes, I am first generation Hispanic, or I wish I could go back to being an American.
Yep.
But I identify as Hispanic now because people say and lie that no Latinos support Trump, which is a lie. Especially Latina, the fastest demographic growing for small business ownership. If we're smart, we don't want the communist Democrats taking over.
That's right.
My husband is a small business owner, naturalized citizen. He's always voted Republican because we are about having that freedom to keep our money as opposed to, you know, having the government tell us what to do with our money and taking the chunk of it. So, no, it was great being at the fair. Up until today, 38 registrations. 5 of those went from Democrat to Republican. And I met so many people that have walked away from the Democratic Party. I ran away.
Yeah. There's a huge diverse population at the fair. It's a little bit of everybody.
Yes. Every color, race, creed, religion, you name it.
Yep.
And you know what? I love volunteering at places like this because you realize that the majority of us get what's going on. The media is lying. The media is the Democratic Party and vice versa.
Yep.
And I just feel sorry for the people that, you know, are prey and are really brainwashed.
Well, I thank you for your hard work as well. And we'll continue to spread the word. I got another call on the line.
All
but
right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you for taking time to call in. And we'll go over to Ruth in Phoenix. Ruth wants to talk about spreading the word about Trump's reelection efforts. Ruth.
Yeah, hi. You know, on Facebook, I noticed there was a post on there, and it was divided into two columns. On the left, it was the Democrats and what they stand for and what they've done. On the right was Trump, what he stands for and what he's done. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if a lot of the volunteers could go out into the neighborhoods and distribute these flyers, you know, made up just that way, those columns. Because there are a lot of ignorant, uneducated people still out there about Trump.
Hey, Ruth, I have great news for you. When we did walked about 400 doors in Prescott Valley, we had that exact handout as part of our materials that we handed out. So it is happening.
Well, awesome. We need it, and you know, in all the cities throughout Arizona.
Well, get in touch with us at the office, 602-957-7770. We would love to give you some of those handouts and help you to be able to reach the right people at the right time so that we are able to win elections. Unfortunately, if you hear that music, that means this is the end of this segment, Ruth. But I thank you for taking time to call in and for caring about keeping America great. This is the Seth Leibson Show. We are on 960 The Patriot. Don't miss our wrap up in just a couple of minutes. Well, we are ending this show. 3 hours went by like you could not believe. I'm glad we ended on Freeze Frame. I like that song.
Did Jake Isles' band make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or were they just nominated? I'm not clear on that one.
Well, you can tell people on Monday because Mike is going to be back guest hosting for Seth on Monday. I'm going to be out of town, so I'm going to miss it. But maybe, you know, if I can tune in, I'm going to try to tune in.
Okay, cool.
I can be here and help host. Remember, everybody, follow at 960 The Patriot on Twitter, at Seth Leibson, at AZGOP. I don't think I mentioned that one yet.
Oh,
today,
you didn't?
So
did you?
We
no,
need
AZGOP.
You to follow us at AZGOP. We've got some great graphics that you can share. Positive about Republicans, a little bit of fun and truth for the Democrats.
That's some memes going on. Some memes going on.
At Kelly Ward AZ, that's me. At Mike Shaw TV, that's Mike. You know, it's been a great show, Mike. I mean, great guests. Thanks to all the congressmen and congresslady for coming on, as well as Liz from the RNC. Our great callers. We couldn't do this without our listeners. You know, we want want to make sure people stay engaged, and this is one of the greatest ways that you can do it. Listen while you drive, listen while you work, listen while you're cooking dinner. We love, love, love
having I still love that song, Listen While You Work. Anyway, on Monday, I am efforting. That's a news thing. So, you know, Dennis Prager has this new No Safe Spaces movie coming
yes.
out. The Patriot is one of the is bringing that to town.
They are.
And so I want to bring that the person who wrote the movie and produced it, put it together. I want to get him on the show on Monday, because one of the biggest issues for me is free speech.
Mm-hmm.
It is the First Amendment for a reason. And then, of course, the Second Amendment, you know, to back it up. So those are kind of my big two. And to get him on and to talk about free speech, what's going on with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Google.
Well, we all know that Donald Trump's biggest opponent for 2020 is not any of these Democrats that are on the stage. It is big tech.
Big tech.
And it is
the algorithm.
The media. Big tech and the media.
Yep.
And they want to shut down free speech.
Yes.
They want to especially silence conservatives.
Yes.
They want to be thought police. And I hope that you're able to get him on, because I think that'd be a great interview.
It would be so much fun to really delve into all of those topics and how they're trying to shout people down so that people can't express themselves in the public square if you disagree with liberals. And it's un-American, and it has to be stopped.
That's right. 100%. Well, know this. The Republican Party of Arizona, I personally, Dr. Kelly Ward, Mr. Mike Shaw, political director, and everyone else that is out there fighting every day, we will not stop. We will continue to fight for faith, family, and freedom. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank the media. Hopefully you tuned in and you got some truth. Come back on Monday. Listen to Mike. He's going to be sitting in for Seth Leibson on 960 The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.